Returning from a one-week adjournment, Parliament's week began at 2pm when the first question of the day fell to Government Support Party leader David Seymour. The ACT MP grilling the Police Minister Judith Collins over alleged police misconduct towards euthanasia supporters in Lower Hutt.
Does she believe the public has a right to be concerned about police conducting roadside breath screening tests with the intention of collecting personal information for investigations unrelated to road safety? And if not, why not?
Judith Collins said she could not comment on the specifics of the case.
Both Section 16 of the Policing Act 2008 and the Cabinet Manual preclude my intervention in particular policing operations. I can confirm that the Commissioner of Police has referred this incident to the Independent Police Conduct Authority for investigation.
Mr Seymour then questioned the wisdom of focusing police time on investigating euthanasia advocacy groups.
Does the Minister believe it is a good use of police resources to interrogate law-abiding people attending a peaceful meeting of an advocacy group, given an 18% spike in burglary reported by Statistics New Zealand just this week?
Ms Collins echoed her earlier answer.
And for me to make a statement about that or have any sort of view would in fact actually try to influence.
Mr Seymour then asked if the Minister was happy with the way police allocate their resources.
Given increases in assault, sexual assault, abduction, kidnapping, robbery and extortion, but no reported increases in rogue advocacy groups in Mangaraki.
Ms Collins then sought to set Mr Seymour straight, saying the police budget had nothing to do with the issue he was inquiring about.
Clearly the member isn't aware that road policing is actually funded out of the Ministry of Transport, not out of police.
The ACT Party leader then tried another tact.
Does the Minister have any views about how a police force should operate and how it should allocate its resources?
Judith Collins.
Yes, I do. And one of the ways I believe that police should operate is not to have politicians telling them how to do their job.
Police Minister Judith Collins, who was herself the subject of a later question from Labour leader Andrew Little to the Prime Minister, who was asked if he had confidence in his Minister of Police, given that crime rose by 5.5% in the last year. Mr Key said he did have confidence in Ms Collins and later questioned the statistics used by Mr Little.
It is really sort of a sort of slightly lazy way of thinking things, just to dream up a number on the day of a police conference and claim that's a policy. You know, it's not really a policy,
order.
Is it?
Oh, spin master.
Order.
Meanwhile, the last question of the day came from New Zealand First's Ron Mark, who asked the Prime Minister if he stood by all of his statements. When Mr Key replied that he did, he faced a series of supplementary questions on a wide range of topics from Ron Mark's New Zealand First colleagues, which opened the door for wide-ranging answers from the Prime Minister, including this one in response to a question from Tracy Martin.
Can I thank her and her colleagues for her questions today? I now feel I know the New Zealand First caucus better than Winston Peters does.
Order. Order.
The Speaker, David Carter, who later had this take on New Zealand First's endeavours.
The tactic's been tried. The members can judge themselves how successful it's been.
That was at the end of question time, while at the start of the day's sitting, members observed a moment's silence to mark the death of former Labour MP Reginald George Borman, who represented the seat of Wairarapa between 1984 and 1988. Also at the start of question time, there was this notice of motion from Green MP Kennedy Graham.
I move that this House welcomes the landmark UN First Committee resolution on October 27, calling for negotiations to commence on a legally binding instrument that will prohibit nuclear weapons leading to their elimination, and calls upon all nuclear weapon states to participate constructively in the negotiations that are expected to commence in March 2017.
And that motion from Kennedy Graham received unanimous backing in the House. Question time was followed by the passing of 8 bills split from the Health Practitioners Statutory References to Medical Practitioners Amendment Bill. I'm Rhys Lyon reporting for ParliamentToday.co.nz with funding from Parliament.